the next bill.
Committee substitute for committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 1178, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Community Associations.
Senators, this bill is a major overhaul of our state statutes governing condo oversight and management. It holds condominiums and the boards that oversee their maintenance, repairs, and reserves to stronger standards and greater transparency.
Now, this caught me a little bit by surprise, just because I hadn't been tracking this bill very much. But for those of you who own condos, whether you're the big owner or the little individual owner or whatever, thinking about buying one, you're going to want to pay attention to this because it's SB 1178. It passed overwhelmingly 40-0 in the Senate. It's going to the governor's. I believe the House already passed it, so it's going to the governor's desk to be signed. And I'm going to let Jennifer Bradley, Republican senator who sponsored the bill, I'm going to let her read just a little bit of it. There's a minute and a half where she goes through all the provisions, and the bill itself is like 100 pages long, okay? But just to give you a little flavor of what's happening in this bill.
Specifically, the bill creates disclosure requirements for conflicts of interest for management firms, authorizes DBPR to access the enhances transparency and access to records by requiring all associations with 25 units or more to maintain a website on which there are official records.
And by the way, you know, I am somebody pretty close to me worked for a company that does, like, you know, work on certifying condos, and it was telling me that they don't maintain websites. It's impossible to find information right now. Like, just to find out even a contact number for a lot of condos is virtually impossible. And so just making documents available online is a massive improvement in transparency. Anyway, goes on.
Authorizes DBPR to access the association website to investigate complaints related to owner access to those records. It provides criminal penalties for record violations, kickbacks, and condo board election fraud. Requires DBPR to refer suspected criminal activity to law enforcement agencies. Requires that associations meet at least quarterly and provide copies of all contracts under consideration as part of their meeting notice. Requires official records of the condo to be kept in a manner that will facilitate inspection and creates a process to better track which documents were provided upon request.
And so, as you can hear, and there's more, okay, but there's a lot of particulars in this bill that is designed to make condo associations, owners, operations to be more transparent and subject to safety regulations. Obviously, after the collapse of that condo tower in the south of Florida that killed so many people, there's been a lot of reform. This is now reform 3, basically, to this industry. And so, as I said, that's going to go on and pass. That's going to get signed by the governor for sure. And the takeaway is it is going to mean you're going to pay more on your fees. You're going to pay more on your fees is the expectation. Now, here's where this gets really interesting. This was one of the most interesting things I heard all of session. And it comes from Jason Pizzo, who is a Democrat. He's one of my favorite. He's probably my favorite Democrat in the Senate. Very smart guy, very sharp guy. He's a lawyer. And he has some, just, I want you to hear this. Okay, here's how this begins. He just praises Jennifer Bradley.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, if I could just have your attention for a second.
That's unusual, too. Like, hey, pay attention to this.
Imagine spending 2,000 hours on an issue and a topic that has nothing to do with your constituents. And that's what Senator Bradley has done over the past couple of years. It's like me spending 2,000 hours on citrus or something. So I want to thank you. You're accessible. You've been available. Incredibly intelligent on this issue and have been just a wonderful partner to work with on this. And my constituents, thank you.
Now, the reason he mentions that is because he's from Broward County. I mean, he's from, you know, the area where they have massive numbers of condos. We do too here. Jennifer Bradley, District 6, is like on the Georgia border. There's probably not a condo in her district. So why is she working on this bill? Well, that's the part where this gets really interesting, okay?
Jennifer Bradley also gets a lot of angry emails from our constituents about some of the things that have passed. They are tough love measures, I understand. But generally what has happened in this process is for many years there's been real dangerous deferred maintenance. And so if you're stopped at home and people talk to you or complain to you when bills like this pass because their association fee has popped up, when it was static for 10 years and now all of a sudden it shot up, it was go slow, hurry up. And some of these measures may seem like tough love, but they're absolutely necessary.
And they're going to be more likely to get done now. They've taken, again, many, many steps in this direction. The part that I really want you to hear, the part that is kind of like, oh my God, wow, this is important stuff to be said, I'm going to play for you in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. We have an accident just now reported. This is going to be on Garson Point Road at Slalom Drive? Slalom. All right. Okay.
I'm assuming that's in the little subdivision that has the boat racing right off of...
in Milton?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. So not seeing
any... subdivision, by the way.
Okay, cool. All right. not seeing any slowdowns from that accident yet, but it just popped up on my map, so I thought I'd let you know. Otherwise, around town, we are looking great. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds through Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze, and Navarre on Highway 98. We're looking good. And Highway 29 south through Cantonment is clear. If you do see anything out there, let me know. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. So back to the comments about the condo rules that are going in place. And again, from Jason Pizzo, who is a Democrat. That's very important to understand that he is a Democrat, as a lawyer. And, you know, he comes from a condo district, and the woman running the bill, Jennifer Bradley, does not. And yet she put in 2,000, he said, by his count, 2,000 hours working on this legislation. Okay, this is the part you want to pay attention to.
This was one of the most important bills that I filed 5-6 years ago. And then I filed it again 4 years ago. I think one of the only people to vote for my bill was President Pasadomo when I first got here.
Long before she was Senate president.
Yeah, you did. You voted for it. And I thought originally that we should have gone, I thought 150 unit was too high of a unit count and we should have lowered it. And I was told that wasn't necessary. I was told 150 units was a perfect place for us to be. Well, Surfside was 136 units. Mm. And we'd be kidding ourselves if it didn't take 98 of my constituents dying to actually get to this point.
But that's still not the important part. I think he's right. I think that the collapse changed everybody's attitude on deferred maintenance and regulation oversight of condos. And, of course, as he said in the beginning, they tried to tell him that, you know, the limit the minimum threshold for the law to apply to them was already, you know, was going to be too high or too low. It didn't need to be that low. And it still wouldn't have covered this. Now it's 25, I think, in the current bill it's 25. So anything largely is going to be covered by this. But this is the part that I want you to hear.
So I keep my mouth shut about balloon bills and all the other bills that you guys take a year later, 2 years later, and pass. Can't get a naloxone bill heard for 2 years until I slip it in as an amendment. Can't get protesting in front of someone's house passed unless Keith Perry passes it the next year in 1660. I keep my mouth shut about it. You guys have passed 20 bills that I filed. But people died because of partisanship. 98 people died in my district because of partisanship. A lot of this bill I filed 5-6 years ago, and then 4 years ago, and it fell on deaf ears until people died. So this year is the fewest number of bills I filed because all the good ideas I've told radio stations and television stations I'm giving to my Republican colleagues so they actually pass. And that's where we are. It is what it is. And I said 2 years ago, and Senator Bradley, I think, I don't have pride of authorship. I really don't at this point. You guys got to realize that. You can have all the ideas, just make sure you pass them. Thank you, Senator Bradley.
The supermajority control of the legislature that Republicans have, I'm a Republican. I like our party. I'm glad our party's in control. But the overwhelming supermajority power that we have, 3/4 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate, is unhealthy for democracy. The idea, thinking through the checklist of bills he was talking about, especially this one, but other bills that he filed first, but they got no attention because a Democrat filed them and they didn't want to give Democrats the wins or the attention or the hearings. They let the bills die. He says he then goes back to somebody else, like the protesting in front of people's houses. That's not good. He goes back to a Republican, says, here, you file this bill, and the bill gets passed. Or the balloon, you know, that it's a bad thing to have balloons being released and, you know, polluting everything. That bill's passing. And so he said he keeps his mouth shut. Not because the bills are dumb, because the bills are good. And it's frustrating to see a good idea get neglected because a Democrat proposes it. And then in this case, 6 years or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, he files it 5 years, tries and says, okay, I can't get this done my way. I'm going to give it to a Republican to file. File it, get it done, and in the meanwhile, of course, people had to die. because of partisanship. Because too much power unchecked produces stupid decisions. Our system of government is predicated on the idea that checks and balances keep you honest. And when Republicans don't feel the need to get Democrat input on bills, and this is not all Republicans in Tallahassee, but this is enough of a problem that that's why I'm spending time on this. You miss good opportunities because it came out of Democrat hands, and you embrace stupid opportunities because it comes out of Republican hands. How many bills have we passed that got struck down by courts? Because you have a massive supermajority in the legislature. It's not healthy. Now, do I want to have more Democrats? No, not really. Am I glad that Republicans are in control? Yeah, generally. But when you don't have to care about what the other side says, bad things happen. Dumb things happen. I mean, we see this locally. We have an Escambia County Commission that has 3 lock votes for everything they want to do. And they do whatever they want to do. They do dumb things. Now, they do some good things, too. But the fact that they don't have to care about the dissent, whether it's Doug Underhill when he was on the board or Mike Kohler now or Robert Bender, they just do dumb things because they don't have to care. This is not unique to the Tallahassee legislature, but it is particularly a problem for the legislature in Tallahassee because they let the Democrats talk and then they don't pay any attention and they ignore them. And again, you've got to find a way to pay attention to people who disagree with you. That's true whether you're in a marriage. That's true whether you're in a business. That's true whether you're talking about stuff on the radio or whether you're engaging in a professional endeavor or whether you're making laws for the great state of Florida. This is a devastating and valid critique of too much power in any one group's hands. That is a principle that America is designed to thwart. And again, I'm not saying that the composition needs to be different. I am saying that having this composition will very strongly tend to this problem. And I don't dispute Jason Pizzo's characterization that dumb partisanship killed people in South Florida. If he was trying to get this stuff done years before that happened, would it have fixed that? Unknown. But is it too much of a leap to make the inference that he's making? It's not. 723, this passed unanimously, 40-0. 723 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me!
eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
I've been listening to a lot of U2 lately, going back and listening to all the albums I didn't know. What a band. I mean, they are really, really amazing. And I only knew the sum of it. I didn't know the all of it. And I've been very impressed. 726 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. People texting in about this whole issue of, you know, too much power in Tallahassee is leading the Republicans to do dumb stuff. One person texted and said, totally right, but it flows both ways. In Maryland, where the Democrats have supermajorities, the same problem exists. No, yes, it's not unique to Republicans. It's anywhere there's people in too much power that don't have enough people able to say no to them, as some person texted and said, when nobody says no to you, you get Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. We're starting to see our normal morning slowdowns. Highway 98 westbound getting through Tiger Point. Also, Highway 98 eastbound getting from Navarre into Windhaven Beach. But really not too bad for this time of morning. Highway 29 south through Inslee is starting to slow down a little bit. I-110 eastbound getting by Pine Forest. And, of course, Mobile Highway getting by Beulah Elementary School. But if you see anything else out there, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A special Uvalde, Texas City Council meeting is being held today to review the independent investigation into the local police department's response to the 2022 school shooting. The Department of Justice released its findings earlier this year. It was about a 600-page report. The city paid $100,000 for that investigation. The TSA is testing some new self-service screening technology at the airport in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, the TSA is now testing a self-check point only for pre-check flyers who know the routine by heart.
Done this now, I would say this is faster.
Faster?
Yeah.
Is this the future?
Could be.
The new setup has fewer agents at the security checkpoint. Passengers are greeted by a virtual agent who assists them, answers their questions, and officers monitor the x-ray machines remotely.
Yeah, I saw this report. I thought it was interesting. Of course, what you naturally think is, so if shoplifting is a problem at the self-checkout areas at the grocery store or the big box store, is there a version of shoplifting that would apply to the TSA self-check? I don't know. It's weird. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 729 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, this is... I'm genuinely excited about this. Like, I don't always get super... This is something I've been wanting for years and years. There's a place called Pounder's Hawaiian Grill that they operate in Crestview. And this is, like, my family's favorite restaurant to go to. Whenever we're out of town and we're coming back home, we always stop there. The boys love it. When we go play airsoft in Holt, we stop there and pick up. If the other boys aren't with me, we pick it up, bring it home for them. It's phenomenal. Every time I go into the kitchen, and it's like, hey, guys, it was great. When are you coming to Pensacola? They're in Pensacola. Their grand opening is tomorrow. So from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Davis Highway, right across from the sports place in University Mall, in the old Dickies is where it's at. It's fantastic. On North Day, just, I don't even know what to tell you other than order all the meats, try all the sides. You will not, my boys love the teriyaki steak and the teriyaki chicken. I'm a big fan of the Kahlua pig. The rice is great. The macaroni is great. I'm so excited. The only problem I have, is I will want to go there so often, I don't know if I can afford to have them so close. So it is genuinely excellent. Again, on 7175 North Davis Highway, grand opening tomorrow, 11 to 5.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Biden stands in front of the nation again, delivering his agenda during his third State of the Union address. So what does the general public want to hear?
What can he say? He doesn't know how to say anything.
About economics, you know, I need more money. Something good.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich of the White House.
He's also going to be making a boogeyman out of corporations. He's going to be blaming corporate greed for things like shrinkflation and stubborn high prices. Specifically, he's going to be calling on companies to pay their fair share by raising the corporate tax rate to 28% and the corporate minimum tax to 21%.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt handles the Republican response. Still no arrest in Philadelphia for a masked gunman who shot 8 students at a city bus stop. One was critically injured. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, 58 degrees. Beautiful morning. The sun is shining in Pensacola. Well, the Midway Fire District is now asking people to share news coverage of the reports that foreign exchange students are living in a crowded house in Gulf Breeze, saying it's the only way they've been able to get Lighthouse Christian's attention. Those reports, of course, surfaced yesterday when Channel 3's Tanner Stewart reported that more than 20 students had moved into a home on Refuge Circle in Gulf Breeze.
What you guys are talking about for our school, I don't want it on there.
Well, we're recording right now.
Can you tell us about the 20-plus students that are living in the house of Refuge Circle?
There's 12.
A student there told us there was over 20. He told us that today. Can you tell us why they're there? The fire chief says it's illegal.
And the Midway Fire District says the home may not be up to code or be exceeding occupancy laws. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office did say they've investigated and didn't find any legal violations. They also specify that they support Lighthouse Christian's mission. The county says they may be addressing some possible building code issues at that home as well. Well, Pensacola police now say the driver of the car that fatally struck a 6-year-old girl at Hitzman Park was a family member.
We looked into it. There was no crime. There was no alcohol. There was no drugs involved. It was just a tragic accident.
That's PPD's Mike Wood, and he tells Channel 3 that they won't be releasing any more information on the victim or the family member involved. The Escambia School District did confirm yesterday that the girl was a student at Scenic Heights Elementary School. The city of Pensacola says that all organized activities at that park are being canceled for the rest of the week. Pensacola International Airport announcing a new nonstop flight service from Palm Beach on Silver Airways. That'll start today. And actually, their first flight, they'll have a water cannon salute for the inaugural flight from Palm Beach to Pensacola. Travelers that are interested in booking flights between Pensacola and Palm Beach can do so at silverairways.com. Well, one of Florida's favorite sons making an appeal to congressional leaders, former Gator and NFL star Tim Tebow, testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. He says his foundation is proposing some legislation to save children from being abused, raped, or tortured.
And this bill really has one goal. To build a rescue team. Because there's so many frontline warriors and heroes, but there's just not enough. And we need to support them, and we need more of them to get to these 50,000 boys and girls.
And the Tim Tebow Foundation says that for every second that goes by, 156 images of child sex abuse material is being shared, uploaded, and distributed online on the internet. Gabby Petito's father celebrating what he's calling a significant milestone in the fight against domestic violence. Joe Petito yesterday talking about a domestic violence bill that made it through the legislature. SB 1224 requires law enforcement officers to assess the risk of domestic violence a victim faces by asking a series of 12 questions. Then, depending on the answers, they could put the victim in touch with a domestic violence shelter. That questionnaire part of lethality assessment training. It's used in 32 different states. The bill now heading to the governor's desk for his signature. 7:35 at News Radio, and Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
All right, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Seeing a new accident just popping up. This is going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway, just as you're getting past the Chick-fil-A headed eastbound in Gulf Breeze proper. Not seeing any major slowdown, but at that intersection, it is starting to get a little tied up there. Also, an accident. This is going to be Mobile Highway eastbound at Thomley Trail. We have an accident reported there with unknown roadblock at the moment. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great. I-10 and I-110 look like they're at posted speeds. If you're coming out of Milton this morning on Highway 90, not seeing anything slowing you down. I take that back. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest, we're seeing our normal morning slowdown there. That's starting to get pretty bad. And Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach out of Navarre, we're seeing our normal slowdown there, as well as 98 westbound through Tiger Point at that light at Avalon Garçon Point. If you see anything else out there slowing you down, let me know on our traffic tip line. That phone number is 437-1620. You can call or text. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the five. Let me get to that Executive Landscaping real quick. Executive Landscaping, there. Call them today for all your premium and commercial landscaping needs. Back to you, David.
All right, now our Channel 3 weather forecast for this morning.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful sunny day today with temperatures warming up near 75 degrees. Clouds moving in late in the day with temperatures dropping into the 60s overnight. For Friday, very cloudy start to the day with a chance of rain into the evening hours, high near 72, low Friday night near 67. Showers and thunderstorms move in Friday evening going into Saturday morning. A few storms could be strong, slight risk of severe weather. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And just a gorgeous morning right now, 58 in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, and 55 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares of Hugo Boss plunged 18% this morning after warning that it may fail to meet its 2025 sales target amid weakening consumer demand. Hugo Boss pulled in sales of over $4.6 billion in 2023, an 18% increase from the year prior. Leadership, however, is predicting a modest growth of 3-6% in 2024. This marks the worst trading day since 2016 for the German high-end fashion brand. President Biden said the federal Medicare program should negotiate prices for at least 50 prescription drugs each year, up from the current target of 20. Biden has made lowering U.S. drug prices a key pillar of the health care agenda, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is geared toward making prescriptions more affordable for seniors. Price changes will go into effect for the first 10 medications in 2026. Futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big...
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
Rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. Summer is just around the corner, and we are thrilled to offer Explore Summer Camps to provide weeks of fun and education for your school-age children to enjoy. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we share the many camps available this year and how you can get your camper signed up. Tune in today at 9 a.m. to learn more. That's today on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Throughout our history,
I believe the time has come to bring that investigation and the other investigations of this matter to an end. 1 year of Watergate is enough.
Presidents have delivered the annual State of the Union address.
And I must say to you that the State of the Union is not good.
President Biden will give his third State of the Union address. Hear it live tonight at 8 p.m. along with the Republican rebuttal by Alabama Senator Katie Britt on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, digital 3 on 98.7, online, WNRP, the News Radio Pensacola app. There's a lot of ways to listen. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone now, we have Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. We had a horrible thing happen this week. The kind of thing you hope never, ever, ever happens. I know the initial report was that there had been a fatal incident over near Hitzman Optimus Park on Langley, and then we learned the worst. We learned that a young child had died and that you guys did not recommend pressing any charges, and I wanted to find out from you what you can tell us, and understanding that we have a family grieving and their friends and relatives and teammates, and just it's awful, but what can you tell us at this point?
Well, at this point, like we said earlier, the information that we have is and the investigation that is done, that it was accidental, and you know, those things can always change at points, but that's what we have right now, and don't have any reason to believe anything other. So it was a horrible situation. It's a nightmare that every parent fears, and you know, and first responders too. It's the call that we all just hate to get, and we know that it's coming sooner or later, and you know, and you know, medical personnel as well. It's just it's one of those things that you just hate, and how can you prevent it? You know, people, accidents happen. People can get distracted. There's all kinds of ways for accidents to happen. So you know, a lesson learned. You know, who's to say what? Who's to say who did anything wrong, or how to stop these things from happening? We have laws in place. We have you know, we go on the air all the time about be safe, you know, about safe sleeping with your kids and seat belting your kids in and things like that. But you can only do so much to prevent accidents. And unfortunately, we had another one this week.
And I know by what you're not saying that we're not going to talk about exactly what did happen. But you're in a place where it's cars are moving, kids are running around. It's, you know, evening time sometimes can be hard to see. Sometimes, you know, you don't know where a kid's at. You think they're one place and they're not. And like you say, just it's a pay attention, double, triple check, because, you know, the consequences of even a momentary lapse of awareness or, you know, mistaking what's going on can be the life of your child or somebody else's, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, while we're on the subject, summer's coming, and you know, you hear the backseat deaths that happen to kids every year, literally every year, not necessarily here in Pensacola, Escambia County, but it happens somewhere in the country every year. And car manufacturers are doing their best to have, you know, when you start shut the car off, to a reminder comes on the dash to look in the backseat. People are doing everything they can, and it's, you know, when you have a child involved, you just got to stay focused and remember that child, make sure that child is buckled in safely. And, you know, people do the best they can. They do. And, you know, who are we to say if, you know, what's going on with an individual at the time, you know, if they're distracted or what's going on in their mind. It's, you know, if negligence involved, drugs or alcohol or something like that, or just pure abuse, then we're going to bring charges in a situation like that.
But in a situation like this, it's just an awful thing. It's just an awful thing. Wow. It's, I mean, I hate it. Hate it. I can't, all of it anyway.
Well, you know, people have asked, you know, why aren't there charges? And, you know, if we find anything like that, then we do charge, but sometimes accidents just happen.
Yeah. And yeah, as you say, if there's negligence, if there's a crime, if there's a violation or something, that's one thing, but sometimes it's just the circumstances produce a horrible, horrible end result. And of course, activities there have been canceled for the rest of the week, which I think is appropriate given, you know, what happened. I don't even know how people, you know, teammates or friends, or just all of it. Anyway, and the school, you know, where this child attended school, it's just all of it. You guys also put out a note this week with some pictures that you've got people preying on elderly women and grocery stores, right?
Yeah, it's happened again. This one was Publix on 9th Avenue. It's happened at other stores. The common denominator are usually elderly females, and in stores with their purses just open in the shopping cart. And these people will work in pairs. One of them will distract the individual while the other one pulls the wallet out of the purse. And it's happened again. It's happened before. And, you know, a lot of these ladies that are being preyed upon grew up in a time where they did not have to worry about things like this. They go out of the house maybe once a week to go shopping, and they don't think about things like this, about people doing this. And, you know, and that's a shame. That's a reality that we face. People are understanding this, and they're taking advantage of it. And the only thing we can say is to make sure everyone knows, if you have a elderly mother or anybody that you know and they go shopping alone, is to just to make sure you tell them to keep that purse zipped and maybe around their arm and keep it inside at all times.
I have myself, when I have been shopping, many times noticed when my cart's near some, usually woman, she's got her purse laying open, or her, you know, whatever on their cart. And, you know, my thought was, well, it's a good thing I'm a good person. You know, because wherever there's decency, trust, and, you know, a lack of suspicion, bad people will find a way to take advantage of that, whether it's leaving your car doors unlocked, your front door unlocked, your, you know, all of that stuff, the stuff that we're telling people all the time. And, you know, here it's like, you know, lock your purse to keep it yours, right? I mean, you know, or keep your purse under your arm, because at the grocery store, you think you're vigilant, you're not, or you think you don't need to be, but you do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I've done it many times in stores before. When I see something like that going on, I'll just, hey, you know, your purse is right there. It's wide open. Somebody could come and take it. And, you know, I'll just remind them of that. And,
yeah,
you know, you do the best you can with it. So, like I said,
kind of
folks just don't. A lot of our crime victims never think that they will become a victim. And then when they do, it's shameful, especially when they take all the money out of their savings accounts and things like that. And they will do that within an hour or less. They'll do it very quickly once they have their hands on a credit card.
Yeah, and these were thousands of dollars that these people, that they stole from these women. And that, you know, as you know, probably not the only case where something like this happens. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, hang on for just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, we have a lot of slowdowns to report this morning. Highway 98 eastbound through Gulf Breeze proper, when you pass the Chick-fil-A, we have an accident starting to slow things down there. Highway 29 south through Cantonment, East Olive Road, slow heading east between Cody Lane and North Davis. Also 9 Mile headed toward University eastbound. I-10 at Pine Forest, Beverly Parkway getting over to Palafox. The front gate at NES Pensacola is backed up all the way to Sunset. And we're seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98 eastbound getting out of Navarre into Windhaven Beach. A lot going on this morning. As they say, pack or unpack your patience this morning. If you see anything else out there on our roadway slowing you down, let us know on our traffic tip line. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Can I do your traffic report for you?
Please.
If there's an intersection, it's bad. Did I get it right?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Jake, thanks so much for the update. Sorry y'all are dealing with that. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. I feel like, and I know you don't want to talk the particulars of what happened at Hitsman, and I don't want you to, but is there, I know people are, they want to know something, and mostly I think what they want to know is, I feel like, can we learn something that's like a piece of advice? Is there any piece of advice you can just give people, like something maybe they can do better to reduce the risk of what did happen?
Yeah, I mean, if you have kids in the car, if it's one or there are three, make sure everybody's accounted for. Make sure everybody is seat belted in or put in a proper car seat before you get in the vehicle and operate it. You know, when you're dealing with kids, there's lots of things that can be going on that can distract you. But you're used to doing this. This is something you do every day, is transport your children. You've just got to make sure you do a head count and make sure everybody's safely buckled in before you move that vehicle. And then when you get to your destination, make sure everybody is out of the vehicle safely.
Very good. Yeah, no, I mean, we run into this too. It's like, you know, all right, count them up. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're good to go. Yeah, I mean, but it's things you have to do because, you know, you don't want to make a mistake in that regard. We always like to end with a myth or a did you know something about police activities. You have one for me this week?
Yes, and we've talked about this before, and I'm gonna keep talking about it because it keeps happening. Please do not use the police or law enforcement to discipline your children. And I heard it again this week. You know, if you don't get in that car seat, the policeman is going to arrest you. That is not true. We're not going to arrest a toddler. what we're going to do is we're going to go after the parent. And so they're trying to use the police, you know, and I've seen it before in department stores that the child is crying and acting out, and they'll say, if you don't quit crying, this policeman's going to take you to jail. We all hate to hear that. We don't want to hear that. That's not true. And what it's doing, your child is going to grow up afraid of the police. And if they get lost or something happens to them, they may be hesitant to walk up to us because they're going to think about 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago when they were told we would put them in jail if they were not acting right. And now that they're alone without their parents, that may be a problem, and we may put them in jail. We don't want them to think that way, Andrew.
Right.
We want them to be able to come up to us and be comfortable with us and ask for help, and they're going to get the help.
I appreciate that, and I encourage everybody to, not to use that tactic for sure. Kids can be stressful, and they can put you at your wit's end. Don't threaten them with the police. That's not a good approach. All right, Mike, as always, Mike Wood, Public Information Officer at the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Thank you.
751 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are 64, turned 65, or retiring, maybe after that, I don't know, you know what your situation is, but if you're going to make the transition over onto Medicare and you really don't understand it, and I know it can produce a little bit of apprehension for you because people might be calling you. People might be writing you letters or emails, and it can feel stressful, and you can feel like it's not really that big of a deal. It's actually pretty easy, but I don't know how many people have told me, listeners who've said they're so glad they called Ricky Stewart. She made it so easy. She answered your questions and just kind of walked you through the process. You know, what's supplement? What's Advantage? What's Medicaid? Does Medicaid apply to me? What about prescription drugs? All easy. Easy. I have known Ricky as long as I've lived here. She is a dear, dear friend. You're going to love her. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does. So give her a call, 341-2185, or look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, so we're back.
And we're back.
Not quite sure why my computer was doing that. Kind of a weird situation. 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. With nothing happening out there, right?
Oh, man. I'm telling you. Sit tight. It's going to be a minute here. We have on Highway 98 eastbound through Gulf Breeze proper, we're going to see some slowdown there this morning from crews on the scene doing some utility work there. We're going to have, they're getting wires out of the road and everything. It's going to be a lane closure, so definitely going to cause some backups getting through there this morning. Highway 29 south through Cantonment, seeing our normal morning slowdown. East Olive Road is slow, heading east between Cody Lane and North Davis. 9 Mile headed toward University eastbound is slow. I-10 at Pine Forest is seeing our normal slowdown. Beverly Parkway getting over to Palafox is seeing some congestion. The front gate at NAS Pensacola is backed up all the way to Sunset right now. Outcast Bait and Tackle is having their huge annual sale. So
God.
Barrancas, if you're
the worst,
on
the best, the worst.
Yeah, if you're on Barrancas Avenue this morning in either direction, I am sorry. Other than that, Highway 98 getting through Tiger Point westbound is seeing our normal morning slowdown, as well as eastbound getting out of Navarre into Windhaven. What part of town have I not mentioned yet? I don't know. Here in front of the studio, I don't see any traffic behind University
Mall.
There's cars,
there's problems.
Exactly. If you see anything else out there, please let me know on our traffic tip line. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Thanks so much, Jake. Yeah, well, whatever. You know, you're just the messenger.
Yeah.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
You know, this is becoming an annual thing. I never remember the big fishing sale.
I know.
And
every
then
day,
I get the
every
traffic
year
updates.
It sneaks up on us. Yeah, every year. And, you know, which is a huge event. People love it, which is the problem.
It's huge. Great deals. Anyway, I'm going to have to stop and get some new stuff. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham applauding Donald Trump for what he's calling an amazing political comeback. Graham offered Trump his congratulations after his near sweep of Super Tuesday yesterday. The Texas cattle industry suffering severe damage from the wildfires there. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says 3,600 cows were killed in the fire. That number is growing. He says more than 500 houses and barns were destroyed. And ex-owner Elon Musk says they're considering getting rid of the feature that shows how many likes and reposts your post gets. He had a news conference yesterday. He said that info clutters content on the service.
It's interesting because I think that would put them outside the scope of HB3, which is the revamped HB1 we just passed. And so that would make them, so kids could be on Twitter because it wouldn't be an addictive feature,
potentially,
you know, I think.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, speaking on behalf of social media users, that's like the most satisfying thing is when you're winning. You know, when you you've made something that a lot of people found valuable. And if you don't know how many people liked or shared the thing, how do you even know whether it's one person heard you or 1,000 people heard you? It seems unworkably weird to me. But because I guess what you'd maybe have is comments only. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, Elon Musk is not stupid. I have questions. I have questions for how that would work as a social media model. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. Big development yesterday, or anti-development, you might say. Malcolm Young Jim taken down. That was the sound as Belmont DeVilliers Facebook group had a they captured actually the moment that it felt, at least on audio. They had kind of turned the camera away, but, you know, kind of the big collapse to a pancake. I had asked the question of the mayor when he was on last week, you know, why not give them time to see if they get enough signatures to qualify for a petition to reverse the city council? And he said that basically they weren't going to, you know, decisions of city council were not going to be, you know, infinitely subject to that kind of I think it would have been better to wait. I think it would have been better to wait because you're gracious. And then also, if you can't get the petitions, then they don't succeed. And you can say, well, we let you have time and it didn't work. I mean, I know they didn't get the TRO several times and they may not have ever gotten it. But that would have been my advice, would be to wait and just see.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.